Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. This is the one and only Dude Talk here. And you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, the radio show that's about, I'm telling you my story, but also it's about self-discovery also here. It's 9 o'clock on the dot, and I had a co-host. Where is he?
Oh, yes, this is Comedian Organic. Okay.
All right, it's 9 o'clock here on the dot. And Comedian Organic, okay, he's the one who basically, the show is brought to you by him. He's the sponsor. He's the guy who's on this sort of world tour, this philanthropy thing. He's basically saving the planet. And we all went, please, get involved with the cause. Find out what it's about. This is an attempt to sell you something. He's trying to personally help out in a lot of places. All right. So don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Where do I begin? Okay. The Great Revenge. I was basically, as a child, I was sent to a place that wasn't even a real daycare center service.
Stop it. Let's back up. Back a moment. Let's back up. Everybody, this is you got to understand. This platform is about expanding your resources to others that it's like this. If you was a person that wear nice clothes and the nice clothes was your wardrobe, okay, then you start going to other places and you start seeing other customs to those nice clothes. You say, oh, I can add this in, I can add that in. And your range become bigger within your own understanding of how styles are, right? So what I'm saying to you is, this is October International Disabled Awareness Month. So if there's so many components of disabilities that are not necessarily brought to people's ears and understanding, it's a way to actually introduce people to disability in a way that it don't have to be so grueling and so exploitative, because a lot of people get the impression, because that does play a role. People, the impression that gets over people or go over people, you know, the way that they want to hear it for the most part, that people hear disability, people think somebody either supporting this disabled person or disabled person or disabled people taking advantage of people that are not disabled. You know, that's a big thing. People say, oh, no, I'm not this disabled person. They're coming over trying to take advantage of you, and that's people got to be like, oh. Some people don't think of that in their mind once it's not there. It's like, you had an Achilles heel. Talk, dude.
And here I was telling the story of my life. What a selfish SOB I was. You're right, it is October. And should be remembered as more than just fall, and the time when every place dress up, goes door to door, and gets candy. Yeah, I was as much a fanatic of that as a child, too, but I just got to be a certain age where it just got less and less exciting every year. Now, this is a cause.
This is a thing that we collectively don't appreciate. When you become connecting and expand that, it becomes like you watching some kind of, you know, defining moment of somebody that connecting and giving people all the things that they identify with and connect with. You have to look at these people that identify with your voice. When you become mute, you could be saying something like, they got programs. For example, you put something on, a program on mute, right? And, you know, and it's from a car, like car, you got something, you turn off the actual, you know, the radio or whatever. It still can be playing depending on how you got it streaming through, you know, Bluetooth. You know, life is like that. Life has got a Bluetooth setup, and, you know, maybe watching one program and it's not on the voice, and but it's still going through the program. And then when you're not speaking, people are, you know, really, you know, you relate them to things. Not just as you write stuff down and bring it to the actual vision, But you relate things to people's internal being, you know. You're giving people some kind of digital, you know, it is, because it's digital, a digital Bluetooth perspective of seeing things. So when you bring them to the table, they're being a part of you and you being a part of them.
A digital Bluetooth perspective.
This is digital. And some people would be using this on their Bluetooth if they listening to it in their vehicle or connecting it to any speaker or connected to, you know, different digital platforms that's Bluetooth connected, right? So people have, you know, different earbuds and, you know, different setups that people use Bluetooth. People have Bluetooth in their vehicles, right? So that's what I'm saying. And you look at it, wow, you know, I'm just talking from my point of view. And there's other people on this, you know, network that talk from their point of view. And that's something that you're not considering in your ability to connect with people. You know, even if ingredients, you got people to sell a billion different types of ingredients. And just certain ingredients that people just define to be something that they want to hear. Even if it's more than what people would assume.
I'm breathless. I want to get behind all this thing. Where do I sign up? No, that sounds like a suck-up thing. I think I'm just kissing up to whatever infomercial is being pushed, but this does sound like an important cause. Wouldn't it be nice to look forward to October again when you got to be a little too old to celebrate Halloween, and it seemed like getting that excited about the holidays was just kind of sad.
Okay, I don't know where you – who household you been at? Who household you been discriminating on? But you don't tell them to tell them that October and Disabled Awareness Month and Halloween is. See, people don't celebrate. Some people don't celebrate Halloween because they feel like, regardless to what they believe in, religious, you know, and they think that, you know, Halloween is evil, and, you know, it's a lot of things behind this as an entity of a brand, right? And people think of these things, but every person does not see that as being that. So we can't say the connective of people is thinking that way. Some people are not thinking about it that way. Now, those that's thinking that way, that's a totally different perspective. But I don't think, you know, from my viewpoint, I don't think everybody thinks that way. And the percentage of people, like, if they were telling me, oh, yeah, it's like 99.99999 percent of people is thinking about witchcraft and evil things, you know, you have to say, okay, that's totally different. Everybody don't think about it like that, right? People say, well, you need to study, you need to do your research about what is really behind it. And it's like, if what's behind it is totally different than what the trend is and what people are following, to take their kids out to trick-or-treat, go to Halloween parties, those things, then we cannot, you know, cannot forget that part. Because, you know, trick-or-treating, what about you? Have you had a good experience with Halloween?
I've had good experiences and all that, but come on. Look, I'm not talking about, doesn't it kind of seem like, in a way, as you get older and older and older, it gets harder to celebrate the holidays?
Hold on a second, brother. Let's back up a minute, man. Let's not talk like some deranged. See, some people, individually, some people, if you went to some places and they was carrying this kind of toxic space and unclear, you can go all the people's houses and they have all this wonderful looking food. And before people actually seen at them events, you go, wow, this is a nice time. I love to be here every year. And he's like, wow, and you brace yourself, you brace your, you know, your emotional connection to this. Like, wow, I never had any place like this. You know, maybe my family, you know, wasn't fortunate to have this, you know. And you go in and see all the functional things, you'd be like, my goodness. The connection to that could give you a phobia. But as a whole, I don't think collectively people, it's all types of people, man. I know, you know, the years that I have not been here on this planet, but I've been to different types of situations or parties that I've seen old people,
you know, at parties, 100 plus. And you telling me, from your point of view, you can't, it's millions and millions of people that have tons of good time at parties. And they're going to go to parties. And I feel like you're giving us a phobia of what parties have been for what you're saying. It's not everybody's experience. You know, I can tell you, you know, as I've seen older people over the years, I've seen, you know, these parties that people enjoyed. And so, but I'm seeing different experiences because people are bringing so many other components to the party, you know, emotional, you know, anger, you know, having anxiety, and people are bringing all kinds of other things that are making the party, you know. But what you're talking about, bro, I mean, for someone in this kind of social position, if you can't talk positive, you're just talking from that very, you know, pessimistic point of view, then that's your opinion. But I'm telling you, it's not always that way for everybody. You know, and I feel like if you don't get here and just talking about, oh, yeah, like talking about somebody, like everybody is artistic and everybody got, you know, this kind of problem, you're not being realistic, man.
Well, you know, so well, I don't want to interrupt. You left me speechless as always, but speechless is the worst you can be on a radio show, isn't it? Isn't it?
Dear Lord.
Okay. I didn't mean to be so naysaying about the holidays. You understand that. But civil awareness,
yeah.
Everybody needs to get a little bit behind that. We
can't
just
yeah,
allow
but if your voice, if your voice and your experience, and over so many years go by, you'll be in prison and be talking about other people's happiness like they're children to your happiness. And you're not even identified with them because you spend so much time on just looking at the negative part as you are not going to be able to get out of it. You know, and that's what in your mind, that's what you must feel. You must feel that you're not going to get out of happy. Get out of this to be happy. You know, and you got to recognize that it's people here not just looking to exploit you. People are looking at, hey, man, like they're looking at you like you with some kind of clothing, you know, like your experience is like something that they want to address their thoughts with. Make sense? Yes, sir. I need you to talk. Come on.
Okay, I'll talk
now. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be a resolution. I, for one, am personally going to be out there trying to essentially make things just a little bit better.
Hey,
for those
hey, hey, don't forget, COVID-19, cover yourselves up properly.
I wear a nice little mask. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're so common. They're all fashionable. Everybody's wearing one nowadays. Yeah,
no, not everybody.
Hey, you know, weird thing, funny thing. I did happen to go to the park. You know, they reopened the playground. I thought kids were playing out there, and they weren't even masked. First, I was a little on edge, but I thought, well, maybe the problem is letting up.
Please, don't advise people to be negative. To destroy their peace by being improperly covered up and not washing their hands, being too close to people, and not having the right type of you know, mask to, you know. A lot of people don't have the right type of masks. Some people just have, like, regular, like scars over their mouth, and, you know, they sweating, you know, any bacteria in there. It's like if you had a dirty rag, and you clean every part of the house with this dirty rag, you know, every part of...
Huh? 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please be a part of this conversation. Let's turn this into a three-way. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, someone who's going out there and raising awareness.
Stop talking about me. You're talking about me because I hear you people. I hear you people. I hear you. I do. I hear you telling me, hey, here's the reason how I caught COVID-19. No, I'm not. I haven't been going anyplace. I haven't been going to place for a while since COVID-19. Yeah, I hear you talking. So I'm not going around and cleaning up trash and carrying COVID-19 and getting more people, hey, take charge of COVID-19. Charge. I'm not doing that, people. Just to let you know. I am, you know, giving people their space, and I haven't been cleaning up trash
you know, before COVID-19, technically, I haven't been going around picking up trash. I've been volunteering in some capacities, but I have not been, for the most part, you know, picking up trash and, you know, dealing with a lot of things that is cross-contamination. I have not been in that capacity for months and months. It's been almost a year at this point in time. So I technically haven't really been doing anything since, like, between January and February of this year. This is pretty much the last time I did anything cleaning up. So it was more like, you know, like I said, January, February. I did a little bit in January, a tiny bit in February, and just wrapped it up around that time. So that's the thing, you know, I haven't been doing. That's been over, at this point in time, been over 8 months at this point in time. So 8 months because the first week I was, you know, doing something and then, you know, the situations happened. That we're, you know, dealing with, you know, multiple things in this capacity. So, yes, let's not forget this is the Talk Dude show. I am, you know, this kind of entity, like an echo that's found, you know, a soundtrack. And so it's more like I made this soundtrack of instrumentals and your vision and your voices that, you know, collaborate, you know, with Talk Dude, you know, and this is what it is. And, you know, you must be, just be clear, you know, we haven't forgot, you know, ourselves. And so we must be that point of view that's not about, you know, you, it's about us, it's about we, right? Now, Talk Dude. Let's go back to the. I mean, I got a picture. I know y'all hearing this. And I'm gonna say this. It is something I'm gonna say. What's up with this? I know it's COVID-19, but is this magical woman? Is she listening to all the notes? Is she looking to all the experiences that Talk Dude? We're talking about yes. Over the next 2 years, Talk Dude, we need this experience. You have not had enough. Beautiful. When you go to the grocery store, do you go for the fruits and vegetables that have all the insects and is about to be thrown away and the expiration date expired? Do you go for that? Or do you want the fruit is the most quality types of fruit? Most quality types of vegetables, the most healthy looking, you know, vegetables. Now, it is something to people that say, well, you know, depending on what they're making, you know, maybe some certain dishes they make, and they do get fruits and vegetables at a certain, you know, point. But for the average person, the nutrients and things like that, you want the most freshest fruit, the most freshest vegetables. Am I not right? So you're dealing with somebody. You will always deal with somebody that, you know, you always carrying the greatness in them. You always carrying the conversation. And then the day you have a bad day, that person that really, really not with you, take all the anger on you because that day they find you in a moment that you're vulnerable and you need some uplifting moments. And they're not there to embrace you. Acting like, oh, I just supposed to get from you. You're supposed to, no. And that's not fair. You know, people are, you know, it's certain things that at this point in the time, Talk Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask me a question.
Do you not feel that you deserve an attractive woman? Mentally, emotionally, and fruitfully moving forward to understand that you're a man. You want to be free. You want to be able to be, you know, this visionary person. And not be clipped of your abilities, right? So you know, woman, understand, huh?
That's a funny thing. You're right, 'cause in a way, I guess I didn't think I deserved one, but you're telling me that based on I destroy myself a little bit, I can't deserve. I should deserve. I deserve to deserve. What a tongue twister. I deserve to deserve. These are thinking just working a little bit harder and thinking just a little bit better of myself. That's the first step to real progress, dude.
The real progress is not working harder. It's more working into your desires and healthy thinking and loving. So when that space of greatness is being unveiled, you're connecting to not just a part of yourself, but you're connecting to part of yourself that's in others, that you are connecting the understanding how to, you know, properly utilize this for, you know. And you don't want a person that's sitting there just, you know, like just running some games on you. You know what I mean? You don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, it's simple things that I think some people that want for you that kind of put you in a position that people feel annoyed. Like, I think that a natural place that a woman should understand your vibration level, who you are, and she understand her balance, right? And you put those together, she recognizes you, and she disconnects the other parts that is not important for the foundation to be healthy, right? As the foundation to be healthy, you know, the foundation, it's that kind of a nurturing moment where you're cleaning that environment, you know. And as you know, as you go to places where people clean regularly, you see things that look clean. It looks like it's maintained. But when people don't clean, you know, on a regular basis, depending on what it is, things are nurtured, and things that have a lot of other people's viewpoints that's not healthy for the parties that's involved, but more kind of compromising and undermining it, you know. But, yes. So this guy, you know who you are. You know who you are. Don't set up him with this, you know, this kind of, you know, well, I am a good-looking woman. Okay. They say this. Okay, let's go to this. We have to go. Do we have to go to this? If we are. You say in everybody's eyes what they need and what they want. A beautiful woman to each person is defined, it's supposed to be from the heart. Okay? When you look at somebody that go to the store that has a brand new shirt, they went and bought that brand new shirt, they tried it on, and they're coming back home with other things they have that may not be washed. So then they have some dirty stuff at their house. Now, you can't have the dirty clothes mingling with the brand new clothes. Okay. You want to know why you can't have the brand new clothes mingling with the dirty clothes? Because once the dirty clothes get too confident and start throwing this stuff on brand new clothes, what happens? The brand new clothes are no longer brand new. The brand new clothes, the only thing that brand new clothes can be at that point in time is clothes that can be washed. They can be clean, but they're not brand new no more. Okay? And at that point in time, the clothes are dirty, will still be dirty. And it changes you from one process to the next within that setting. And that's where beauty can be translated when you're dealing with certain type of situations. Someone that's dirty, they're already going to put that on you, and you're already going to see the process of what you are being modified. But if somebody's that's there, you're going to see the connection, how they, if you had a brand new shirt, you went home and had some brand new clothes, you put that together, they always stay brand new. But you have other people that try to use this other psychology of taking you from what, it's always going to be something that you're never going to appreciate. It's going to feel like artificial. It's like somebody said, hey, I see you got that delicious drink. It's all health, and you've been, you know, you've been spending your life investing in this, and it happened in an organic perspective, an organic way, and it's been connected to all this greatness in your desires and all these moments, and people invest in that, and people looked at this, and people did things from a place of it's nurturing and manicuring your spirit and putting things in order, and you don't necessarily know all the steps that went about, but you can tell how people are really relating. That's what the true connection of love, where people taking their investments and putting all these amazing abilities and caring moments, and they're making the experience more gratified than what you actually been, you know, connecting with. And you start seeing these moments come together and be more magical than you ever can imagine. And when this happens and those marry together, you see the connection And people wonder, why you got this? And see, now that's going right back to the dirty stuff. People are trying to connect to this because they feel, oh, no matter how dirty I am, it don't matter these components, because it is a situation where people have the opportunity to get something that is beyond the actual pay grade. It's beyond the way, you know, and people say, oh, say yourself, hey, I can get anything. And it happens. And that tricks, you know, they say second till you make it. And once they make it, they ain't trying to unmake it. They kind of make it consistently, you know, and that's the feeling that you want. And once you get that connection, when you got one that's really there and really pinning you through that, they are preparing you and assuring you what it's worth by the actions that they actually present and actually portraying to the design that your soul needs to have. That was a long word, man. I'm talking about talk, dude, man. I talked so long. I always thought we was on a connecting to the future. I thought I was moving to next week. I thought I'd turn the show off for next week. I talked so long.
I was going to say, but that's all right. There's some flavor to it. All right. Tell me real quick. How do you think that basically every single person can help and do something for Disabled Awareness Month? Help the disabled. What do you think?
How can you help disabled month? Think about this. If you're doing something that you know a person appreciates, It's stimulating to make their life better, and it's convenient for them. Yeah, but if it's something that it seems convenient for you, it may not necessarily translate to them because they feel like once the attachment left from you and your experience with it, to them it may be the same moment to them because they are using you as a reference to their opposition. If that person is short, person is tall, person has overweight issues, person that have mobility issues, and you have none of those things, and based on you doing it, it's like somebody writing. It's like the ability you're writing, it's sort of different than the ability that someone understand your writing. And they connect with that. That's different. But if it's based on you giving them the same paper and they can't write and they have the ability to understand how to go about it, that can be frustrating to them. By seeing you use things that in a sense come out to make them have this kind of anxiety. And they look at it almost like you're scaring them. Like someone's giving you something depending on what it is, it's like the experience can be like someone's scaring you. Back to you, Dude Talk.
No, me personally, I know the experience can be scary. It can really be scary when you gotta try to climb
into
the brass ring. You gotta evolve that evolutionary, you gotta climb that ladder. You got to do something. It's almost too afraid to. You know, for a while, I had so many bad experiences. I don't want to help people anymore because I had so many bad experiences doing it. Bad deeds do not go unrewarded. But bad deeds, there's a consequence for them. But doing good deeds, you have consequences too. It's kind of why I was afraid to lend that helping hand, you know?
Yeah, this is convenient, organic, okay, but we got to realize, too, you have a lot of things you haven't experienced, so you're referencing your experience to a space that if that was everything every person did and you experienced everything, that'd be totally different than what you experienced and the limits, you know, things you have done. That's not referencing to the amount of things that you haven't done that would give you a different experience, right? So, for example, if you had three cookies and it's a company that make cookies, then it's more cookies for you to enjoy. If you went out to cookies and you just got the box and you're looking at that cookie box, all you remember is the experience. And now because the experience become more tormenting because you're not able to define beyond that actual, you know, unless you actually get more cookies. You see? And then that experience connect again. But you disconnect and it's setting the you're torturing your experience that you have in a way that is oppression, you know. And when you're not taking yourself through this moment of enjoying this at this point, you are sabotaging your greatness.
Everyone, it's 9:30 here on the dot. Thanks for listening to us on I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please, we're online. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out. Get involved with the cause. I want to say thank you. Thank you, everyone. Organic, thanks for tuning in. And to anyone who hears this, thanks for getting involved. Thank you. The world thanks you. And good night, right? Organic.
Yes. Oh, my word is, don't forget, dude, talk. Women, don't forget that woman's special. Behind you in your spiritual fungus in your shoes is called fungus. When you have this athlete seed in your soul and you're trying to tear it to the woman, you know, you think you're better than her, but really she's better than you. Slide her past you as you think you're better than her. Slide her past and see what the harvest really show in her soul and what she is. For dude talk, that's don't talk no more.
Thank you and good night.